This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I get tremendous nachas in seeing so many quality people here. Really, really, really wonderful to have everybody. We are continuing our interesting journey through Kalim. We're dedicated by the Fish family, Linishmas Basi Bas Rabbi Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Peo Bas Ruvain, Linishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Afu Shalem, Fili Yom Hashem Chai, So Yaakov Ben Basi Alev, the Schuz of Avram Ben Yom Ben Shalom Ak Yehudis, Vayol Klugman and family, Afu Shalem, for Hinda Bas Chai Yisarach, Chana Bas Shashbina, Rivka Bas Yulayim, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chai Yisarach, they should have a Afu Shalem, Besech Shachar Yisrael. So calligraphy phone. The theme of this Mishnah is that all of these kalim have one use at one end of the keli and another use at the other end of the keli. Now this would be good for barbecue time because the calligraphon has on one side like prongs, you know, to take a steak off the grill, and the other side has a spoon that's used to shovel out the ash. So calligraphon, shenit l'kapa, if its spoon was removed, it's still tmeya mipnei shina because of its fork at the other side. Nit l'shina, if the fork is removed, tmeya mipnei kapa, it's tmeya because of the spoon on the other side. Mikkel is, in Shas, it's an applicator to put in the eye. Now the mikkel had on one end like an arrow that you use to put stuff in the eye. Other end it was like a little spoon-like thing to take out stuff, wax from the ear. It was, you know, a personal hygiene item. So mikol shenita lakaf, if the spoon is removed, tamei mipnei hazachar. The point is called the zachar because the zachar has the male organ, so unlike a female that has a opening, the zachar has something pointy at the end of the body, so that's called, the point is called the zacher. Nitala zacher, if the point of the applicator is removed, tamei mipnei hakaf, because of the spoon that takes the stuff out of the ear. Machdev, a stylus, has at one end what you write with, the other way, or what you engrave with, and on the other hand, had it like an eraser that you scrape with. So machdev shenita lakosev, if the writing part was taken away, tamei mipnei hamoichik, because of the erase part. Nita lamoichik, if the erasing part is taken away, tamei mipnei hakosev, because of the writing part. Zumal listera, we have this in Shas. This is a kitchen instrument which has a fork at one end to take the flanken out of the soup. On the other hand, it has a spoon to take the froth, the soot, off from the top of the soup. That's like that's the zoyama. So zoma listera shenit l'kapa, if its spoon part was taken off, tmei mipnei mazlik, because of the fork. Nitala mazlik, if the fork was removed, tmei mipnei kapa. V'chein ha'shen shel mader. Now this is a tilling instrument that you till the field with. At one end it had what you hold the ground with, like a type of an edge, like a hook. Not really a hook, but a blade. And on the other end, there was an instrument that attached the machareisha together, the plow together. So if the plow implement was removed, it's tummy because of the blade. If the blade was removed, it's tummy because of the plowing attachment instrument. And shir kulon, and by all of these, in order for the one that remains to be tameh, there has to be enough handle left with it that you could use it. Shir kulon kidei lasais melachton, that there's enough handle that you could use it with the side that's remaining. Now, charcher is a hole. Gemara usually calls it a mara. But a charcher, a hole, ho, shenifgam, that part of its blade is chipped. Tamei ad sheyinatal rubai. It's still tamei unless the majority is impaired. Nishbar makufa, but if the socket is missing that holds it onto the handle, then tar, because it has no use. Now, kardam, an axe, the Talmudic axe has two sides. One is the blade, and the other is a sharp instrument that's used for splitting pieces. So kadam shenita ushpay, that's an unusual word. If its main blade is removed, tamei mipnei bikuay, it's still tamei because of the splitter. Nita beis bikuay, if the splitter is removed, tamei mipnei ushpay, because you still have the side with the blade. Nishpa makufay, but if the socket is missing, so you can't get it attached to the handle, then tahar. Wow, what an adventure of different kalim and their names. There will be a share this Shabbos. I will be here for Shabbos. There will be a Pirkei Avos share for men and women at 6:30. Be'ezus Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.